Good evening, folks. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to my show, Bards Rise. I will be your host once again. My name is Michael Dean. Tonight's show, I am going to entitle My Journey, Part 1. But before we get into that, there's some housekeeping that I need to take care of. I understand that a couple people are having issues trying to find my handouts. So, kind of like the chicken and the egg here, but in this week's handouts that you may not be able to find, I've actually included screenshots of how to find the slides. So hopefully this will solve all issues going forward. If you go to the BBS master schedule of all the shows, and that would be BBS Radio/schedule, you scroll down to Thursday's shows and look for mine. It says Bards Rise. You click on the link that says Bards Rise, and then you scroll down a little bit to where it says Program Handouts. And underneath there, you'll find a list of so far all three handouts that I've published. And BBS has been gracious enough to hang for me, and hopefully we'll be able to continue that going. I don't know how what the issue is, or if there is an issue going forward with space, but at least the last three handouts are there now. Also, I ask that you please consider supporting my show by subscribing. There are goals that are related to my other projects, which I'm looking forward to helping all of humanity. And it would really help me anyway if I could at least not be out of pocket for this show. Totally respect and understand where BBS is coming from, but I ask that you please consider that. Okay, next, more housekeeping. Some people may wonder why I'm taking the position that I am. For example, let's stand and push back against the system instead of going forward and, you know, just living our highest excitement. And I'll address this a little bit later in the show as well. But there's someone that I follow on Telegram, Q the Storm Rider. I find him to be very credible. I have a hunch that that is Chief White Eagle in E. Featherstone's book. Just a hunch. And in that, in a recent post that he put out there, if you scroll down to where the paragraph, it's in blue on the left-hand side of the page, it says 32:18. Remember, the military can't come in and save countries. The people must look like they were fighting to save their country. They must be a part of it. See the pain, the collapse, see the money disappear in their banking systems. Only then will they see the corruption and fight together to better their country. Only then will they see the corruption of the MSM, mainstream media. The exposure of MSM is happening on a wide level. So there is significance in us standing up and pushing back. Again, however that may be, it could be as simple as just refusing to put on a mask, so to speak, if we can go back in time. Or eventually you put on a mask, but you quibble with the individual that's asking you to put it on. Well, I want to speak to your supervisor, right? And then have the supervisor take up time from his busy day where he's trying to make money to talk to you about putting on a mask. And let's just say that 10 people took up 5 minutes of a supervisor's day. It adds up. And hopefully at some point they'll say, you know what, this is ridiculous. I'm losing money. I'm falling behind in my work requirements. Or it can go as far forward as standing toe-to-toe with, you know, some individual from the government who's trying to drag you physically into their timelines and you opposing in good faith. Or homesteading and removing yourself from and your family from the matrix completely. So it can come in a lot of forms. But if everybody pushes back just a little, it will manifest. Well, the fifth dimension will manifest sooner. And that comes straight from the mermaid, the rock. If everybody just pushes back a little bit, this whole ball of yarn will collapse, as she said. Maybe paraphrasing there, but in sum and substance, that's exactly what she said. Okay, next slide, a bit of science for everybody tonight. If you can't see the slide deck, I found a post on Telegram, I believe it was, and it shows three ancient skulls. And then next to that ancient skull is a fairly recent picture of Jacob Rothschild. Well, perhaps not recent at the time, you know, within the last couple of years, I'd say. So there's some writing underneath these pictures, the ancient skulls, and it says that these skulls are ancient hominids called Homo, I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce this correctly, but it's C-A-P-E-N-I-S. They were mankind's first rulers. So elongated heads, and I'm sitting there, I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce this, Capenis, I'm not sure. But then I started parsing the word, and I realized that Homo capenis is really Homo cap penis. Cap meaning head, and penis, well, you don't know what that is. So in short, science is telling us that these skulls belong to a race that are dickheads, right? Homo dickheads, that's what they are. But of course, you can also take it as Homo cap penis, and ka or ka, as many Europeans would recognize, ka or kaka, meaning poop. So according to science, the Rothschilds, if they're not dickheads, they're homo head shits or shitheads. It's a matter of science. The Rothschilds are either dickheads or shitheads. I won't quibble over which one. I'll leave it for you to decide, but there you have it, folks. Okay, so off to the show. First thing I'd like to talk to you about tonight is healing, my journey for healing. It started with the first, after I woke up, my attention was brought to the Creation Lightship and their website. And I went in and I started looking at it and I balked at the prices, right? Back then, I was still sucked into this whole monetary matrix. And I tried some of the clearings that they had on there, the samples, and I didn't feel anything. So I thought that, well, this must be BS because I don't feel it. Little did I know that about 5% of men feel the clearings and about 50% of the women feel the clearings. Later on, as I did more, I did in fact feel some much stronger than others. But yes, men can feel them. I have felt them. And there's a way of actually modulating whether or not you can feel it, the strength of the clearings that you would feel. So one day I decided to really give it a shot when I started doing the clearings, and I turned it up to the max level. And I ran the whole life clearing. I don't remember which one it was, but one of the basic ones. And I felt like a truck hit me. Oh my God, I couldn't wait for the clearing to be over. I was afraid to adjust it during the clearing, otherwise I would have. But yes, if you have any doubts, turn up the volume or the power, and just I recommend that you be sitting down if you react anything like I did. It's phenomenal. It was the last time I did that. From all the other clearings, I sent it all the way down to zero. No reason for me to feel any discomfort while they're clearing out my DNA, etc., and no problem since then. So this slide, number 5, is there's a couple things that I want to point out. It's the homepage for CLS. First is at the top, you'll see a book with a red, like a red first aid cross on it. It says a list of all our online healings. If you click on that, it'll take you to the entire list of all the clearings. They changed the page. There are now 100 clearings per page, so you have to scroll through. There are 1,327 different clearings as of today. Ron Amatron has said repeatedly that not everybody needs all the clearings. there's no harm in getting all the clearings the way I see it, if you can afford it. If going down there a little bit further on the page, the next arrow is healing login. Once you buy the clearing that you want to, you'll be sent an email with the password and username for whichever clearing or clearings you bought. Once you have that, you click on this yellow key symbol, and it'll take you to a page where you type in the username and password, or cut and paste straight from the email. And then it'll take you to the actual clearing page itself, where you type in some basic information, and off you go. The next arrow down points to the 16 clearing bundle. It took me a while to figure that out. That bundle is basically free. They ask for donations in order to use all 16 of those clearings. There's actually another two that are available for free. So you really get 18 clearings for free for a donation. Recently, they changed that. They added the 2000-year barcode to the list of clearings that you would see if you clicked on that book, list of all our online clearings, your healings, excuse me. And the 2000-year barcode is now the very first clearing that you will see. It's at the top. And they ask for $10. But if you pay for that, you get to use all of the 16, really 18 clearings for free. Okay, if we go down a little bit further, you'll see where it says creation diagram. I'm going to get to that in a later slide, but I just want to point out where you can see that on the homepage. The first thing, if you're thinking about doing clearings on CLS, you should subscribe to the newsletter first before you buy any clearings, in my humble opinion. Once you're on, start getting the newsletters, they have specials every week. They offer, from what I've seen, at least two, sometimes three whole life clearings with a buy one, get one free. So you really get it for half price, aside from, you know, bumping up to unlimited. So that's an excellent deal. Take advantage of it. There are other deals out there as well, other specials, but the buy one, get one free that comes out every Sunday is, it, from what I determined in running the numbers, the best deal out there. Also, the newsletters, they come out three times during the week. First time around 4 o'clock Eastern time on a Sunday. Then again around midnight or 1 o'clock Monday morning. And then on Wednesdays, sometime like mid-morning, afternoon sometime. Going down to the next arrow, if you want to search for any term at all, you there's a little search box there. And whatever you're looking for, if it's in the website, it'll come up. One of the things that I recommend you consider searching for is time traveling soldiers. If you listen to Ron's videos as well as the radio shows, he talks about volunteering for time traveling soldiers. It's a program that's worldwide. Whatever country you live in, if you want to join the time traveling soldiers, you send an email to CLS. You can find their email address on the website and tell them that you would like to join the time traveling soldiers. If you do not list a country, then by default, you will be signed up with the country that you live in, whether it be the US, Norway, China, every country is involved. And then there's a separate group called the Vikings, and Ron speaks very highly of them. You can also ask to join the Vikings if you're so inspired. I leave it for you to determine. As far as listening to his radio shows, again, on the right side, the last arrow down, you'll see it points to the term radio shows, and there's BBS on the left and then CTR on the right, two different radio stations that Ron was on. If you click on either one of those, it'll take you to an archive, of all the different radio shows. And then there's a magnifying glass or a search icon on top right. You click on that, the box will open up and you can type in a specific date. Or if you go to the left, all of the shows are listed in chronological order. And there's a way of, if you select the very first one, doesn't have to be the first one, you can select any show. And then if you click automatically play the next show, it will just continue that until all the shows are done. Now, that's a really good tool if you want to listen to the shows at night and receive Ron's harmonics. Like Q tells us, just listening to, you know, a high vibrational person's harmonics will help you heal. And Ron is, you know, one of the master healers out there, certainly for CLS. He's running this this website and the whole healing program up on Creation Lightship / Source. So even if you don't speak English, and even if it's a very low volume, just having that on at night while you sleep will give you, will help you ascend, okay? And will help clear out the negativities in you. Great program. I wish I knew about that sooner. But eventually, by listening to the shows and sending emails back and forth with the CLS team, which is absolutely great, and I love them all, you'll figure it out, even if you don't have these cliff notes that I'm going over. Okay, so if we go down to the next slide, 6. If you click on the book, the very first, let me go back one slide. Go back to 5. If you look at the very top left arrow where it's pointing to the book, where it says a list of all of our online healings, if you click on that icon, it will take you to the webpage on slide 6. And the yellow arrow on my slide points to the box categories. And underneath the categories, there are different categories listed of the different types of clearings that are offered by CLS. I asked them to consider adding a separate category just for twin flame clearings. Ron, on more than one show, has said that there are certain clearings that we need to have in order to be brought together with our twin flame, because otherwise it just wouldn't work, because neither one of us would be ready for it. So both have to have those clearings done. I couldn't find the exact show where he lists each clearing in detail. I had them marked, but it was, you know, over 2 years ago. I didn't need any more because I did all the clearings. However, I did receive an email back from them saying that creating that category is on their list of things to do. So if you're interested in Twin Flame Reunion, you know, please monitor this webpage. Hopefully we'll have some really good news soon. Okay, next slide, 7. Healing and Ron Amatron himself, a.k.a. Archangel Gabriel, memory serves, according to a recent post on forthepeople.space. Ron, in addition to being connected with Creation Lightship and their website, he also has his own YouTube channel. And I cut and pasted that link and, you know, what the page looks like on this slide. So this way you can go and find it. Again, not only are his videos informative, but listening to his voice, getting his harmonics will help you in the ascension process. After CLS, I found Q. And now Q has his own webpage, as many of you know. And I'm trying to cover all bases here. Please forgive the redundancy if you're already familiar with this, but I'm not sure at what stage of the process the listeners are at. So if you're not familiar, Q has his own website, forthepeople.space. If you go to that website, you'll be able to find everything that he's done, all the radio shows, current and past interviews that he's done, whether it be with Antonio or others, on that webpage. If you don't want to nugget out and go through that entire website, then the next slide, 9, I have the schedule printed out from CLS. Forgive me about the shadow drop-down box. Nothing I could do about that. The computer just added it. But if you look through that shadow box at the very top, you'll see BBS Station 1, 12 p.m. weekly PRQ homesteading. Okay, and if you go to that webpage, the web address is there. you'll be able to click on those specific links and be taken right to the show. And they also have all of his archives for each of those shows listed on that show. There's also a couple Telegram channels out there. Column 17 is one of them that lists all of Q's websites, all of his radio shows, etc., where you can find his information, and they post that routinely. They're a big help. Thank you, guys. Okay, the next healer that was very influential in my process was Lucia Nicola Evans. She's an absolutely phenomenal being. I can see why Q speaks of her so often and so highly. Really, if you can, you need to have at least one session with her. She has not only a website, which is lucianicolaevans.com, but she also has a YouTube channel. Not very many videos posted there. I've mentioned it in a past show, but here it is with the address. If you go to her website, every Thursday or the first Thursday of every month, she offers a free authenticity session, a group session. Today we had, she's probably close to about 25 people. We just sit there and it's phenomenal. She brings us to a beautiful, beautiful, peaceful space every month. And you just to get to, you know, touch base with all these beautiful beings once a month. It's really great. It would be great on a personal level if some other guys could participate. I don't mind being the only guy with all these amazing women, but I guess for moral support, if you will, if you can find yourselves to join, it would be appreciated all the way around, at least by me. I don't want to speak for anybody else. So, Lucia, very influential, tremendous. The next person I found was Stuart Swerdlow and his wife, Janet Swerdlow. She used Janet Diane Morlia Swerdlow. Forgive me, Janet, if I didn't pronounce that correctly. But Stuart and Janet are prolific writers. They have numerous, numerous books out there that talk about some really amazing stuff that you won't find anywhere else. I bought several of them. I haven't read all of them, not yet, but tremendous. He also offers different types of services. For example, parallel lives scans on this earth, parallel scans on, you know, off of earth, energy scans, which I don't think it's called energy scan, but basically he tries to see where you would fit geographically, a good place to live for you would be. Tremendous resource. In addition to that, I do have to say this. When I first saw, you know, some of the prices here, that also made me pause because I didn't have a lot of money. But he does do things to kind of like help people that are in my position. For example, he has used books that he'll sell at a discounted price, and that's often available. Not always, something because they're all sold out. But I notice sometimes in the orders, it's not uncommon. And speaking of others as well, that he'll put in something free, I guess, because maybe he thinks that that's what you need. I ordered a used book. I got a brand new book instead. So yeah, he's generous. Don't be shy with his prices, or don't shy away because of that. He's certainly worth it in my book. Also, if you just, well, whether you can afford it or not, he also has several interviews out there on the internet. So if you were to go and just Google his name, you would find several out there, and they also provide a wealth of knowledge. A lot of the stuff that he talks about in his interviews is also covered in his books. But if you're not the type that reads books, then you should certainly, I recommend that you certainly look for his videos and just listen to them. Again, if nothing else, because of the harmonics. Someone else who was very influential for me was Cindy Silva. She was probably the key factor in me winding up with my radio show, because she started the ball rolling. She does the human design as well as some other energy scans. I'll get into that a little bit later. A little heady for me, a lot of mind energy, but she also does one-on-one counseling, and she helps you identify, I believe the term that she used, your soul purpose. And all these other tools that she uses, she also helps you understand and find the quote red thread. And the red thread is, there's a couple different ways of finding it, but the way she explained it to me, or at least the way I recall her explaining it to me, is that the red thread is the common theme that several people are telling you. And I found once she explained it that way, and with what she was telling me, I knew instantly what my red thread was. So it was a huge help, because we've all heard Q say, nobody can tell you what you are, where you are, or how you are. Well, the first question then is, okay, well, then what am I? You know, we had to start somewhere. What am I? If nobody can tell me, what else I can be? Sure, I can be something this instant, but at its heart, we are all light beings or beings of light. What type of light? And I'll get into that a little bit later as well. She'll help you with all of that. And then a recent find of mine was Max Steele, aka Archangel Michael, his two websites. He had currently has a YouTube channel as well as a BitChute channel. And he goes by Max21D. 21D is, according to him, the 21st density that he hails from. He's had Stuart Swerdlow as well as Janet, his wife Janet Swerdlow, on there as a guest. Again, tremendous information that's revealed. And just listening to him talk about where he's from, what he's like and everything, his experience with the underground tunnels, etc., his time in the program, phenomenal. And if nothing else, you get his harmonics as well. Okay, then there are two healing books that I need to mention. Both of them came from The Mermaid. The first one is Wisdom of the Feathered Serpent by E. Featherstone. It's a channeled book. So Q says, read it and, you know, keep that in mind and just feel the information. I did, and some of that information just absolutely resonated with me. And by following one of the suggestions in one of the channelings, I saw sunsets that were absolutely amazing, and it happens every time I do it. They say that if you want to receive the, quote, ascension codes, if you will, at sunset, instead of standing, sitting, laying down, whatever, to watch the sunset, kneel. Because if you kneel before the sunset, that's a signal to the higher dimensional or density beings that you want to receive the codes. And they will send them to you in light. It's an absolutely phenomenal light show. The most beautiful sunsets you will ever see. And that's because not only do you see the different colors, but the colors actually change. Like every, I don't know, 10, 20 seconds, you're getting a new color that just comes in. It's absolutely phenomenal. I highly recommend that everybody try it at least once. Then the other books, actually a caller came in and asked The Mermaid about this, the Anastasia series, The Ringing Cedars of Russia. There's a website out there called the Ringing Cedars of Russia.org. And if you go to their websites, you can find one page. It's not here on this slide deck or slide number 14, but there is a page on there where you can read the first book in PDF for free. Then after that, you have to buy all the other books. But the first one they give to you in PDF for free. And there's also different things that you can buy from them. For example, cedar nuts, cedar nut oil, all types of cedar products, including cedar rounds, which Q just happened to mention the other day, that you can polish, and then you can actually have a communication with them, and they can help you and give you messages. We can get information from them. So if you're interested in that, reach out to these people. I have, and they're tremendous. And by the way, cedar nuts are delicious. They really are. But you have to be careful. You have to keep them in the freezer. And they explain all this to you, because otherwise the energy kind of dissipates fairly quickly. But if you keep them frozen and they arrive, you know, packed in ice and everything, cool storage, it'll be fine. Then finally, another thing that I recommend is listening to Q. He says, live your highest excitement. Well, I figured out that my highest excitement isn't necessarily found in where I live. For example, I want to go ride horses, or I want to go to Africa and work with the lions, etc. And there are actually websites out there that you can do this with. There's worldpackers.com, it's on slide 15, as well as workaway.info. Basically, you sign up for a membership, and once you're in, you look for the country or the type of work, volunteer work that you're interested in, and you send out your information to them. Tell them, of course, there's a profile that you have to fill out, etc. And then once you send the individual, the host, an email, they review it. If they're interested, maybe they do a quick Zoom or some type of an interview process, and they tell you either thumbs up or thumbs down. I was scheduled to go to Scotland. I was going to work on a farm during lambing season, or calving season, excuse me, for lambs and cows. And then after that, we were going to roll right into the shearing season. I was going to be there for almost 2 months. I was so excited. And before that, I found an absolutely wonderful woman who was only looking for like 2 days a week for help, about 10 hours a week, chopping firewood and doing some basic stuff, you know, planting trees. She wants to reforest a couple places, and maybe some indoor painting. Very, very reasonable. And all the other time, I was going to go around the Bothies that they have in Scotland, in the West Hebrides. B-O-T-H-Y, Bothy, on my days off. But unfortunately, my visa was denied. So here I am, and it led me to a radio show. But if you're so inspired, reach out. Wonderful opportunities out there. It really is a good program. So something for you to consider. And so we get to something a little more personal, my journey. I was red-pilled on Memorial Day weekend of 2020. And once I found out what was going on and the videos, I couldn't stop. I was binge watching video after video, trying to find truther after truther who resonated with me. I had sessions, you know, past lives, soul readings, not a lot, just a couple. And it was a process. Right? One led me to another, to something else, to something else. And then I came to Sarah, I'm going to butcher her name, Elkaldi, her website, which is called The Alchemist. Now, I understand that she channels her information from the Arcturians, I believe. We know what Q says about channeling. Take it with a grain of salt, feel into it, and see what resonates. Not everything that she has said resonates with me. And some of it, I just don't understand. She's quite heady. But there are three videos out there that, quite frankly, reduced me to tears because they resonated with me so strongly. And I cut and pasted them underneath the top of her webpage on slide 16. Blu-rays. Are You One of Them, Indigo Star Seeds, and The Trickster. I recommend that certainly all the guys out there, if you feel that you're some type of a protector, a guardian, if you're in the military, law enforcement, first responder, you really should check these out. It was absolutely uncanny at how accurate they were in describing me and my life. not always pleasant at the time. And she reminded me of that throughout the video, but she's just explaining it the way it is. Tremendous resource for me for at least those three videos. Next, I found Tony Rodriguez. Tony Rodriguez, for those of you who don't know, it was in the programs as a child. He was put there because he actually had more abilities and embarrassed slash ruined the self-confidence of some cabal kid, one of his peers, who was trying to pick on him. But Tony stood up to him, ruined his self-confidence as a result. And he explains this. As a result, that kid's father wound up having Tony abducted into programs, and he wound up being a sex slave for years until he finally was put back. But then they wiped his memory, but he started getting his memories back. A tremendous, tremendous journey that he's been on, somehow knowing in detail everything that happened to him. He has managed to keep it together and coach other people through the process of remembering some really horrific things, as well as just disclosing, you know, the programs in general and how they work, another aspect of it. Yeah, tremendous. And listening to this, if this resonates with you to a certain extent, believe me, there is no shame in it. It wasn't pleasant. It wasn't pleasant. I'm glad that I don't have the memories that he does. But there will come a point in time when you say to yourself, yeah, me too. Or there may, I should say, there may come a time. And if it does, push through it. Observe it. Let it go. Don't absorb it. Just let it pass. Something else, human design. Cindy really got into this with me, and she explained in detail what all this stuff meant. I heard about this before. Someone that I had met, you know, a few months earlier had done a human design chart on me real quick, and I didn't know what she was talking about. All she kept saying, you know, she just kept freaking out. Holy shit, you're a quad split. You're a quad split. Well, it comes to pass, less than, I think, 0.5% or about 0.5% of the population is a quad split. Means that we're not really efficient, but there's an upside to it because we do have, I guess, according to this human design theory, capabilities. This dovetailed with what I had observed in my life over time, that I was able to perform at a fairly sufficient level various tasks or I was able to display various capabilities. And some people didn't want to admit it. And now I understand why, because they were part of that whole secret handshake club and I wasn't. So they're not going to give me any credit whatsoever. And they're going to look to put me down, just like they did with Tony Rodriguez. You're either in the club or you're against them. And if you're against them, they're going to come after you and in one way or another. So human design. And don't be afraid to get into it a little bit. For me, again, it was too heady. But Cindy was a wealth of knowledge in this, and it resonated with other things that I had heard in the past, which then goes to the red thread, which was very helpful. Another tool that Cindy uses is this energy scan. This happens to be mine. And again, the red thread came through with this. I won't get into all the details about it, but here it is. And then, of course, following Q and all the posts on there, it was a constant, who are you? Who am I? Why am I here? I remember as a kid, I looked at my brother. I said, Andy, so what's the purpose of life? Like, aren't we supposed to go and forgive me for saying this, all of you dear dragons. I didn't know at the time. But I said, aren't there like dragons to slay or something? My brother looks at me and goes, oh, they're all dead already. Well, some of them were, yes, But many of them, most of them, I understand, actually left in order to protect us because the bond was so strong. So who are we? Lifelong journey in finding that out. But little by little, as more information was released, I was able to absorb it and connect to now I know who I am, who I've been, but more importantly, who I am now. And this is now how I see myself. A dear, dear friend sent this to me recently. And I am exceedingly humbled by this picture. But truth be told, that is who I am. May not be as strong and as wild as this line depicted here. But yeah, I am a guardian. And to all my other guardian brothers and sisters out there, bards, own it. Step into it. Don't shy away from it. Own it. Although I do have to admit that it hasn't always been pleasant, right? I have to, next time around, I think I'm going to seriously consider going through this or volunteering for this program and what I signed up for. You hear people say iron sharpens iron, right? And then, well, okay, I won't argue with that, but I don't have to be the sharpest knife in the drawer, and I don't even have to be sharp at all. Next time, I think I'm going to go for the butter knife. That's what I want to volunteer for. So keep the iron, keep the sharpness, call me the butter knife. It hasn't always been fun. And this journey isn't over. Like I said before, what am I? Right? Slide 23. It's a picture of the creation diagram that is on CLS website. Q has referenced it a couple times, and he did say that this was accurate. And it shows how there was the original creation from source, Ra, the mermaid, and then she split. And then we had Q and Ra. And then they split again, creating the 12. And then they split again, creating themselves and their twin flames, 24. But if you notice, there are 12 different colors at each of the points or cross sections in those diagrams. I've heard Stuart Swerdlow talk about how different the 12 frequencies of God, and he associates colors with them, as well as icons. Ron Amatron talks about 12 frequencies of God source. So when Q says that we're all light beings, I would love, and one day I will ask him, well, what type of a light being am I? I've heard him say that the reason why Lucia is such a great healer is because, and I paraphrase here, because that's how she's made. Well, okay. What does that mean? How is she made different from another light being? Does it have to do with colors? And if so, then which color, I guess, lends itself with the abilities or capabilities or interest in healing versus something else, such as protecting? Lots of different questions surrounding that. So my journey is far from over. I have no answers for you folks. I only have questions and experiences that I'm happy to share with in hopes that it will help somebody, at least one of you, but I would love for it to be a lot more. Okay, now next slide, 24. What am I? This gets into a little bit of history, and I talked about this last week. I called in with this question. Monogamy versus polygamy, eagle versus lion. Eagles, certainly noble creatures. Mate for life. But lions, on the other hand, they practice polygamy, but that lion would die to protect his lionesses and his cubs. So you can't say that, you know, the eagles love their spouse, their twin, more than the lion does because he's willing to die for them. I mean, what more do you want? So which one is the right one? If it's right, which one is the I guess, the norm, the average, the most common, I don't know what term, because I'm still trying to figure out what I am, you know, and what we've done in the past. And it's not like I'm trying to find an excuse to have more mates, because like you said, and I totally agree with this, I feel it in my core. I could never, ever imagine being with another woman unless I resonated with them at a certain frequency. There are women now, let me back up, in my teens and in my 20s, and I'm not proud of this, but I knew I dated a lot of women. I was never unfaithful if I was in a committed relationship. But if I wasn't, well, it was, everybody was fair game. And it was always willing. But now I couldn't imagine doing that. And there came a point in time when I almost regretted that mentality. And I didn't care for myself. So now here I am. I realize I can never be with someone unless I resonated with them in a certain way. There are women now that I have a close, loving relationship that is completely non-sexual, non-arousal. And I absolutely cherish those relationships. Absolutely cherish. And I am so grateful that they are in my lives, in my life. But then there are others that I resonate also closely, but there is some arousal. And the question is, but I, even though there is, I just know that they're not my twin. So I don't want to get involved in a physical relationship at the risk of losing that platonic relationship. And I don't know if anybody else is out there feeling the same way, but I don't want anybody to get hurt, right? First, do no harm, even if it means you got to suck it up a little bit. First, do no harm. But I'm trying to figure out what the right way is. And another angle to all this is going back to E. Featherstone's book. In one of the channelings, they said, they talk, there's a lot of channelings in there that talk about, you know, the future or modern sexual relationships. And there was one line in there that said, the next time you see someone, walk up to them and the closest body part that is to you, just put it in your mouth. We are here for pleasure. I was like, whoa, that's a new concept for me. You know, I'm not sure if the gal is going to be going willing to go along for that. Like, a lot of things have to change for this, including me. So with that, granted, it's a channeled message. With that, supposedly, is where we're going. Well, where are we now? And what's it like in between those two points? That's all. Still trying to figure it out. Like I said, I don't have answers, just questions, folks. Sorry. And then that gets us to twin flames. I talked about it a little bit before and the clearings and what we can and will soon be able to do through Creation Lightship to help us with that, for those of us who haven't. But yeah, there's a certain spark. I know it. I felt it. When I was in jail, wrongfully, I had a dream one day, and I dreamt that I was home, back home. And I was laying on my side sleeping there, and my twin came over because she knew, she could sense that I was upset about something. And she reached down and with her left hand and rolled me onto my back and reached down and gave me a kiss. And I'll tell you, her energy absolutely leveled me. I have never, ever felt anything like that. So when Q says you'll know, I'm confident that we'll know. And that is know when the twin flames come. So a lot to throw in there. Sorry if I'm boring you with my personal details. Okay, so Something else that came to mind, we have to remember that these knuckleheads don't play fair. And they have to tell us what's going on in movies, right? So in the movie Hancock, the two angels, if you will, right, the two superheroes couldn't be together because if they did, they would actually die. Maybe that's what's going on now. Maybe we're not finding our twins because if we do, then we may not hurt each other, but perhaps those knuckleheads out there, like the dickheads and shitheads that I referenced earlier, will come after not us because we're stronger, but after the weak ones in our family that are not on board, the children, the elderly. So to protect them, we are being kept apart from our twins. And I thought of that and it brought me some peace. And perhaps it will bring you all some peace as well if you view it in that way. I don't know if it's accurate or not, but I choose to view it as such, at least in part. Until then, well, then I guess we have to just daydream about being with our twins and what we would like, what they would like, and just manifest it. Manifest it as much as possible. And I like to think of slide 27 as the future for me and my twin. And of course, so that's the conclusion of the show. I hope it was helpful. And for next week on slide 28, there's a read ahead for next week, actually a listen view ahead. There's an individual, Eric A. Sinati. He had two programs on BBS. One disappeared. And that's the one that had the video that I'm going to be talking about next week. It talks about a mother who was arrested because her son went for a walk down the road that somebody thought was too far. So look at slide 28. It will show you how to find that video on his Facebook page. If not, he has another video that's also related to the same issue that's currently on BBS, and that's number 2 with the arrows at the bottom of the page, slide 18. And then finally, the last deck, something from Ivanka Trump, the future. I'll leave you to go and find it and read it. Enjoy. It really brought a smile to my face. So with that, I'll say goodnight. Thank you, folks. I hope you found this entertaining, if not helpful. I love you all, and we'll talk to you next week. BBS, please take it away. Whoa!